Hey, we're live from the Texas Tribune Festival. I'm David Brown, and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Any of our listeners in some of Texas's largest cities may know this word well, commute. And if that elicits something of a groan, well, you're not alone. Texas commutes are indeed getting longer. It's not just how it feels. And it is one of the topics that's gotten to be so serious. There's actually a panel on commuting tomorrow. The Tyranny of the Commute is its title. Joining us now, State Representative Celia Israel of Austin. You serve on the House Transportation Committee, and you're also one of the panelists, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
So what are the biggest issues right now with commute? I think most people still think that Texas lags, some of the commutes in Texas's largest cities lag Los Angeles, but actually we're worse in many cases.
Yeah, I think we're worse in a sense. Our politics, our statewide would lead you to believe that we spent money in Prop 1 and Prop 7 and that we're doing fine. In this past session, there was no new money for transportation. And meanwhile, our cities are growing and growing and growing and bursting at the seams. And we haven't really addressed the throughput issue, which in my mind...
What do you mean by throughput?
By throughput, I mean you can only pave so much. Mm-hmm. Our friends in Houston know the example of the Katy Freeway, right. Lane after lane after lane. But we haven't stepped up to the plate to say mass transit thoughtfully put together with high technology solutions can be a way to assist our commuters.
I have a sense, though, that there are a lot of Texans who just have this revulsion to the idea of mass transit. Maybe it's because, I don't know, whether it has to do with the rural-urban divide, if it has to do with that sort of spirit of independence, and or the fact that Texans just love their cars and trucks.
Yeah. I don't think that we have gone so long without stepping up to the plate on this topic in particular that we're behind the curve. All of our cities have become more unaffordable. Folks are moving farther out. What's farther out doesn't have the same connections to get you into the urban core. We haven't embraced concepts like telecommuting. We haven't embraced technology. For example, a park and ride doesn't have to just be a park and ride out in Manor or Elgin or Bastrop. Mm-hmm. It could be a park and ride that has a dry cleaners and that has, a cafe or that has another destination so that people, or how about a daycare center built into a park and ride so that folks can say, yes, maybe I can try transit on Thursdays. It doesn't have to be for everybody.
But how do you incentivize something like that? I mean, the creation of these little kind of convenience villages, maybe, around mass transit hubs, which is an intriguing prospect.
Yeah. Well, there's great models. Dallas is a model of a city that started in the late 90s. Austin is a city that is an example that continues to bury its head and suggest that we can't agree on a plan. But I think one solution might be for the state to partner with the cities and the counties mm-hmm. so that strength in numbers, you're able to pull down more federal dollars back into our own infrastructure.
Federal dollars?
Yes.
Federal money for this?
Yeah. There's grants, there's support at the federal level for mass transit. And when I say mass transit, I don't mean expensive rail all the time. What I find that people are not anti-transit, they're anti-inefficiency.
Anti-inefficiency.
So they want to be able to make easy, reasonable connections.
Right, sure.
And
they want to get where they want to go.
Yeah, and there should be an advantage. If you've got a rubber tire or a rail, there should be an advantage over being stuck in stop-and-go traffic. That's what's going to get us away from one person, one car.
Celia Israel is just one of several voices, part of a panel tomorrow on the tyranny of the commute in Texas, and it really is getting pretty tyrannical out there. Representative Israel, thanks so much for stopping by our makeshift studios.
Thank you so much.
You are listening to a special edition of the Texas Standard, coming to you live from TribFest.